Tom Casper with our tips for hardy gardens. Hardy gardeners, you know, we'd like to talk about how gardeners get out and start doodling around in the garden, maybe sometimes before they really ought to be out there noodling around with things. But Tom Casper's got a garden that's starting without him. Good morning, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
So what are you going to do when your garden starts without you before you're ready?
Well, yeah, I know you saw a picture I posted on my Facebook page about some bee balm that I have already sprouting in one of my gardens, and that happened, of course, yesterday, and February 20th is a little early. I think we all can agree on that as far as for our plants. It's nice for this warmer weather, and certainly for us, if we're out and about, beautiful or nicer conditions than snow and 20 below zero. But for our plants, it's definitely a little too warm.
So what's going to happen with the bee balm when we eventually get socked with another, because we know we got a blizzard or a big snowstorm coming in March.
Yeah. Ideally, if people could, with any of their perennials that are coming up now, and I've heard from some folks who have lilies coming up and daylilies and peonies and all sorts of stuff, if they're on a protected west or south side of a home where they're getting a little bit of the heat off the structure, and then the warmth that we've had has really spurned some of this growth. So, excuse me, the best thing you can do is, if possible, if you can find any, is to put snow over the top of those plants to try to slow them down and to insulate them from any upcoming cold we have if we don't get snow. Now, it looks like we're supposed to get significant snowfall here on Friday, it sounds like, and that will help, and then cooler temperatures, but they're talking single digits, I guess, by the weekend.
Well, I got bad news for you, dude.
Okay. Am I off?
Friday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of light snow.
Okay.
And when they say stuff like that and they don't see 2 to 5 inches of accumulation possible, it kind of means,
not much.
Yeah.
And what's the, okay, so I should be listening to your weather better.
Yeah, you really should.
You highs, only went through Thursday.
highs near 30 for Friday. Thursday, partly sunny, mid to upper 30. So we're going to start cooling down.
Yep.
And then Sunday, partly sunny and 30, and Monday, partly sunny and low to mid-30s. So we're going to be back into the 30s after,
okay,
like, today. Well,
yeah,
and then tomorrow it's, like, 40s, and then we're, okay, back into the 30s.
So that is just, as I was talking about, just a little bit too warm for our plants. So if you can get snow on top of those, or if you have plants or perennials that are coming up, and are really concerned about them, you can go out and even buy straw and a light layer of straw over it. That acts as an insulating blanket and will keep some of the heat away from your plants. Because really, we don't want these coming up till at the very earliest, usually early April. So we're a good 6-7 weeks early on some of this stuff coming up. And what the big danger is those nighttime temperatures or cold temperatures in general. Plants, of course, are pretty tender right now if they are coming up, and very susceptible to cold temperatures if we're into the teens or single digits. So finding ways to protect them will do them a lot of good. And that's really what is, in the past, if we've gone through snowless winters and lost perennials, or folks have, that's generally the cause, is they've just been exposed to that freeze-thaw kind of cycle in the later parts of the season when they don't have any snow protection. So unfortunately, we're kind of there right now without much snow and still potential for significant damage.
Now, it would occur to me that when it gets warm like this, does the ground thaw enough to kind of absorb some of this moisture, and is that like a good thing?
Yeah, it's certainly any moisture that the ground can absorb, it can use, the plants can use later if it holds it, also keeps it away from our foundations and out of our, any of that runoff, or as much as possible out of our rivers and streams and into the ground where the plants can use it. So, but right now, most of the ground is still pretty frozen, so with that rain that we got yesterday, really saw it running down people's streets and sidewalks and and into the creeks and stuff. So a lot wasn't absorbed, unfortunately, but probably more time for that in the future. So.
All right, so sunny skies, 54 degrees or so. You're going to be out noodling around in your garden today. And in addition to taking photographs, what else are you going to be doing today? Just because you know you're not going to be able to stay out of your garden.
No, no. So good point. I am going to go out and look around. And what folks really want to be careful with is if they're out looking around, is to be sure not to step in the garden if they can avoid it. That compaction with this soil, especially if the top maybe inch of the soil is thawed, can really do some compaction and create difficult issues for plants to grow through and stuff like that. So if they are going to go out and look around, stay on the pathway, stay on bricks or mulch or things like that, and take a peek. And if they can, whatever they have left for snow shoveling onto those plants to slow them down and to insulate them, and hope for more snow and additional cover on those plants. So.
All right. So say the big area of snow that you have left in your yard is one that the snowplow maybe made on a pass through. And so you suspect there could be a little bit of salt in there. You could be a little sand, or there could be, you know, beet juice or what all chemicals are in that. Is that safe snow to put in your plants, or do you need to try to find something pristine?
Boy, you're tough on me today, aren't
you?
Wow.
This has got you journalism, Casper.
Yes, this is it.
Yes.
Now I know how other people feel.
No. I am, after all, the enemy of the people.
You are. And it starts here.
And this is why. Yes, exactly. This is why. This is why.
No, that's a very good point that you've made. You wouldn't want to use stuff that's out on the boulevard that is full of sand and grit and salt and everything like that. You wouldn't want to haul that in and put that over your perennial gardens or over your flower beds. That can cause additional problems that really aren't worth it to deal with. So, again, if you have good, clean kinds of snow piled in a corner or something like that, and you can spread it over a few plants that are coming up, or if you have the wherewithal or the ability running over and picking up a bale of straw and spend part of this warmer, nicer day than yesterday out in the garden putting down some straw to act as additional insulation. Then you'd have to clean it up in the spring, of course. But
yeah, but there's going to be another 50-degree day, and you're going to be looking for something to do outside, so it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Right.
All right. Hey, TK, thanks a million, and we'll talk with you again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. You have a good day.
Tom Casper is a master gardener and the past president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. He joins us every other Monday right here on 103.3 KUMD.